Some of my earliest memories of television were the various scenes of chaos on the evening news. This was the late 60s, early 70s. And I remember turning, you know, it was that, well, basically it was that, when I was about 6 years old, it was that time in the evening that was between Sesame Street and evening television. But I remember, you know, this is the days of Walter Cronkite and such as that. And I just remember as a child watching these scenes where you had riots going on and protests and police officers, sheriff's departments and National Guard and riot gear. And now I turn on the television and on the news and I'm still 45 years later seeing the same scenes. And, but the only thing that seems different is that, well, it's in color to begin with, but it's also running 24/7. And I keep wondering how it is that here we are nearly a half century later, and in some ways, it doesn't seem like things have changed much. I read an article this week called Have Conservatives Lost Their Compassion? Which the unusual thing is, it was in the American Conservative magazine. And it made me wonder, have we all, in some ways, lost our compassion? And it's really easy at times when you start looking at what's going on out there and you start reading the various news, you know, articles and watching television and listen to all the commentators to want to sometimes put your hands up and, you know, just, you know, I give up. And as I said, I wonder if we have all lost our compassion, but then fortunately, I get to come here and, you know, and I'm in a room full of dozens of compassionate, loving people who show me that the love of God does continue to reside in the world. In our epistle this morning, we have John writing to us about the importance of love being within us, that love comes from God. And for those of us to have God abide in us, we must abide in that love that is God. You know, and John doesn't mince words. He goes as far as to saying, if you say you love God, but you do not love your brothers and sisters, that you're lying. And you're not really lying to other people, you're lying to yourselves. Now, as we all know, love sometimes is really difficult, especially when you're in disagreement, when somebody's different. But the thing is the gospel never talks about the importance of liking somebody. It doesn't matter if I agree with you. It doesn't matter if I particularly like you. What's important is that, like God, I love you. With a love that is so intense, so unconditional, so willing to put myself, like Christ did, above my own concerns. Now, we as Christians, as I said, when I come to these churches and I come to my congregation here, when I come to my congregation in Mastic Beach, and last night, my congregation in Sayville, I see a lot of loving people. A lot of people will do whatever it takes to help one another. But the thing is the necessity to take that love outside of our naves, off the property here and into the world in which we live. Now, it doesn't seem at times that one person can do a whole lot. But I always think of that ripple effect, you know, the old, y'all familiar with the butterfly wing, effect? It's that, they make it sound like science, but it's really kind of the myth, the idea that some butterfly beating their wings in somewhere in West Africa will create a breeze and it'll eventually be strong enough by the time it gets to the U.S. to basically create a hurricane. Well, scientifically, this is pretty much impossible. But I think about love like that, how just a little bit shared, a little bit sent out there, how it grows. How if we take what has been so freely given to us by God, if we take that love that is shared in the weekly Eucharist and we take it outside of our church and into the world around us, those little gestures of love grow and make a difference. Change is not an easy thing. It requires us to sometimes go to a place that we don't know anything about, or face, you know, a future of uncertainty. But as we see in the long history of men and women and children who followed Christ, those who have gone out, who've been willing to push that change, to allow other people to know that love really does make a difference. Those people should be an example for us. So my sisters and brothers, as we continue on with the service today and in our celebration of Easter, I encourage you to take the love that is so wonderful and so fills these walls, to take this love that is being shared here today and bring it out there in the world, to make those little differences, because all those little differences eventually make a large difference. To live and to think about this hymn that we sang right before the gospel, this "What Wondrous Love Is This?" And to be that wondrous love to others. So I said, it is right now, it seems a lot of chaos is going on, and it seems like at times that there's, you know, it's almost like the little boy trying to keep the finger in the dam. But each and every one of us can make a difference. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you, as the Apostle John did, as Christ did, as our Creator does, to live in love and to share that love, not only with one another, but with the world around us.